Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Fisher. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Campbell reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and has Owen trapped. There's the throw to Clift and over to Melillo, who tags Owen for the out. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Strange reaches second base with a double. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaya Holder bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch hits for Carl Fisher. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Owen scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Ed Wells now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Strange reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Ed Wells. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cliff. Greenberg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Walker moves to second. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott spins and fires to second, with Strange covering, and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Clift, who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett bunts towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Hoxett moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott spins and fires to second, with Strange covering, and Hoxett is picked off. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Strange hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 4 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Bijma moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.